Matthew chapter 19. Now it came to pass, when Jesus had finished these words, that he moved on from Galilee and went to the territories of Judea beyond the Jordan. And large crowds followed him, and he healed them there. Then the Pharisees came to him, testing him, and saying to him, "Is it permitted for a man to divorce his wife for any reason?" But he answered and said to them, "Have you not read that he who made them from the beginning made them male and female? And he said, on account of this, a man will leave his father and his mother, and he will cleave to his wife, and the two will be one flesh. Consequently, they are no longer two, but one flesh. What God has paired together, therefore, let no man separate." Then they said to him, "Why then did Moses give commandment to give a deed of divorce and to divorce her?" He said to them, "Moses, in view of the hardness of your hearts, permitted you to divorce your wives. But from the beginning it was not so. And I say to you that whoever divorces his wife, it not being for fornication, and marries another, commits adultery. And he who marries her who is divorced commits adultery." His disciples said to him, "If this is the situation of a man with a woman, it is not expedient to marry." But he said to them, "Not all can accept this saying, only those to whom it is given. For there are eunuchs who were born as such from their mother's womb, and there are eunuchs who were made eunuchs by men, and there are eunuchs who made themselves eunuchs for the sake of the kingdom of the heavens. He who can accept it, let him accept it." Then some children were brought to him, in order that he might lay his hands on them and pray. But the disciples rebuked them. However, Jesus said, "Leave the children alone, and do not prevent them from coming to me, for the kingdom of the heavens consists of such ones." Then he laid his hands on them and moved on from there. And the next thing that happened was that a certain person came up and said to him, "Good teacher, what good thing am I to do in order that I may have age-abiding life?" And he said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good except one, God. But if you wish to enter into life, keep the commandments." He said to him, "Which ones?" And Jesus said, I quote, "You shall not commit murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony. Honour your father and your mother. And you shall love your neighbour as yourself." The young man said to him, "I have observed all these things from my youth. In what respect do I still come short?" Jesus said to him, "If you wish to be perfect, go and sell your belongings and give the proceeds to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me." But when the young man heard those words, he went away grieving, for he had many possessions. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "Truly, I say to you, that it is with difficulty that a rich man can enter into the kingdom of the heavens. And again I say to you, it is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God." When his disciples heard this, they were exceedingly amazed, and they said, "Who then can be saved?" Then Jesus looked straight at them and said to them, "With men this is impossible, but with God everything is possible." Then Peter replied and said to him, "Look, we have abandoned everything and followed you. What then will we have?" Jesus said to them, "Truly I say to you, that you who have followed me, in the regeneration, when the Son of Man sits on his glorious throne, you too will be seated on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone who has left houses, or brothers or sisters, or father or mother, or wife or children, or fields, for my name's sake, will receive a hundredfold, and will inherit age-abiding life. But many who are first will be last, and many who are last will be first.